The stolen skiff was floating amid the rest of the wreckage, a pile of flattened durasteel flickering in the light of Mara's two functioning spotlights. There was no way to tell whether Alima and Ben's Killick friend had been aboard when the proton torpedoes eviscerated the launching bay, but Mara was betting the pair had escaped. Mara guided her ailing starfighter through a jagged breach in the launching bay's rear wall. Her spotlight stabbed through a dusty cloud of floating rubble, illuminating a maintenance hangar with a bank of shattered dartship berths on the far wall. She sealed her EV suit and dropped her Stealth X to the deck. Knowing that Luke would be covering her from his own craft, Mara sprang out of the cockpit and tumbled all the way to the ceiling, coming to a rest beside a spit-treat ridge that would have served the Gorog as a sort of upside-down catwalk. When no attacks came, she exchanged her lightsaber for her blaster and covered Luke while he landed. Luke took cover inside the shattered base of a storage tank. Then Mara pushed off the ceiling and joined him.
"What do you think?"
Mara spoke over the suitcom.
"Try to squeeze into your stealth and sneak out?"
Luke shook his helmet.
"There won't be any slipping past that dartship swarm out there. As a matter of fact..."
Luke's sentence came to a sudden end as the orange glow of rocket exhaust lit the launching bay entrance. Mara grabbed Luke's arm and kicked off the floor, using the force to pull them toward a ruptured door membrane in the back of the maintenance hangar. The comm channel abruptly dissolved into static as a trio of bright flashes lit the chamber. Mara suddenly grew uncomfortably warm inside her vac suit, and the shockwave hurled her and Luke headlong through the door membrane into the darkened utility passage beyond. With no gravity or friction to slow them down, they did not stop until they slammed into a wall 2 seconds later. Mara hit back first, driving the air from her lungs, but not breaking anything she could feel. A sharp crack over the comm suggested that Luke had impacted on his helmet.
"Check air and suit,"
Luke said, righting himself.
"I'm good,"
she said.
"You have a hisser,"
he reported, indicating a small air leak.
"But we'd better look for it later.